Whatever the adventure, there's a BMW engineered to take it on. The X3 delivers a striking design with agile performance. The 100% electric i4, packed with pure electric energy. Or the plug-in hybrid X5, an impressive, versatile SUV granting full control on every journey. Choose what powers your next adventure during the BMW Road Home Sales Event. BMW, the ultimate driving machine. Hurry in for exceptional offers through January 2nd. Visit BMWUSA.com for details.
Good tidings to you. Sorry, I'm still caroling from Jackson Square last night. Great time out there. Great crowd. 743, 17 till 8. Tommy Tucker, WWL, joined now by our friend Mark Rosa, President and CEO of Jefferson Financial Federal Credit Union, who's going to help you take a look at the week ahead on Wall Street. How you doing, Mark?
Tommy, good morning. How are you?
I can have Tim bring the music back if you wanted to do a little Christmas caroling, did you?
Well, why don't we wait till 8 o'clock on that?
You sure?
I think so. There it is.
We follow, la, 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 we wish you, la, la, la. We wish you a happy, prosperous new year. We wish you a 401k that goes through the freaking ceiling. We wish you nothing but tidings of high earnings. Tell me what's going on, Mark.
Absolutely. Well, Tommy, you know, it's funny because last week was just chock full. We talked about this a little bit on Friday. Chock full of economic news, most of it good. But I think, you know, we came off of the political cycle. Okay, we have the election. We called it the Trump trade, encouraged by the new leadership that's coming in. Apparently, market goes to over 45,000 and promptly sets a new record. Then the Fed comes in and delivers the news that it did last week. And it was the 800-pound gorilla in the room. All this other stuff that I'm going to read in a second was pretty much sidelined. So they gave, they lowered rates as they promised they were going to do. Most analysts liked that idea and said that was the right thing to do. But, of course, it was the forecast for next year that took the punch bowl away. So the markets now, it dove down to in the 42s, up a little bit on Friday, up 498 on Friday. So we're looking at an average of 42,840. Okay, nothing wrong with that. And as far as where it's been for the year, like it is up 13.67% for the year. So not bad, double-digit year, but off of its highs. So we had, as far as the news, you know, the services index, S&P services index was up nicely, of course, in December when so much is going on with holiday shopping and things. Retail sales were up far better than expected. Again, this is coming into the shopping season. Then we had leading indicators that were up. The GDP was, for the second revision, it was up over the previous revisions, up to 3.1%. For the third quarter is an annual rate. Personal income and personal spending, each month we go over those, and both of them are always up. I can't remember when one of them was down, so that's healthy for the economy. And last but not least, the personal consumption expenditure. It's a mouthful saying that the Fed's preferred inflation gauge was coming out right when it was delivering the news of lowering rates. So it came out lower than expected. So that should have, all this stuff is good news. But I think the Fed just took the center stage, came off with that PCE. So now we have, you know, the Dow is off its 45,000 highs. The Fed met. The election is over. Earnings season is basically finished for the market for the year. Inflation news came in tame. And you're in a holiday week this week and next week. So I think the market has nowhere to go. There's no reason to send it to particularly higher or particularly lower. But if it closed today, I don't think that's bad. And we could report later on other averages. But as far as what the Dow has done this year, you know, the better part of 14% up. So people looking at their 401ks and investment plans and things probably are pretty happy for the year because it came off another good year last year. So it's but as far as what with the week ahead, I think Wall Street is many of them are probably checked out because Wednesday is going to be the holiday, and I don't think there's going to be too much activity to close the week. As far as this week, the consumer confidence is the only thing coming out. It's expected to be above expectations. And I would imagine so because of all that we said so far. But as far as the week, I think it's going to be a very tame week, this week and next week. When you get into next week, it's New Year. Then it's going to be inauguration. Earnings season starts off again. But I don't think we're going to – all the stuff that we were looking at that the Fed was going to do, Tom, last summer – okay, we're going to have the last three meetings of the year that they're going to lower interest rates, and they did. But the Chicago Mercantile Exchange had that forecasted, and that all of those were high probabilities, and all of them took place. But the important thing was in the first quarter, at least two of the 3 months they were reporting as more rate activity, that the Fed was going to go into 2025 and start lowering rates, continue their bid to chop down rates. All that's gone, you know, after what they said last week. So I don't think, I mean, if we don't hear from the Fed at all in the first quarter, it wouldn't surprise me a bit, because I think they're in wait and see. Let's see what happens with the new administration, see what happens when we're coming into the earnings season, see what happens when inflation's going to do. So I think they're sitting on their hands, and that's okay. It's been a tough couple of years of being in Fed watch. You feel like every day of your life you're asking yourself, what's the Fed going to do? So I think this is kind of tapered itself down. And if they feel like they could be on the sidelines, well, then I guess inflation will be tame and the markets can function without that dangling over their heads.
Let me take a break, Mark. We come back. Maybe we can take a look at the year ahead under year one of a Trump presidency. I saw over the weekend a CBS poll, or heard, I should say, that optimism is very, very high. And how high could it go? The market, how high could the economy go? How do you balance that with inflation? If y'all have any questions or comments, 504-260-1870. That's the Oakland Art Jeweler talk and text line. And I'll pass it on to Mark Rosa when we come back. What is it that could derail an economic boom? What is it that could make the economy even better? I'd like to know. 504-260-1870. Mark will tell us when we come back right now. Time for traffic on WWL. 7:54, 6 till 8. Tommy Tucker, WWL. Monday Morning Markets with Mark Rosa, President and CEO of Jefferson Financial Federal Credit Union, and giving us some year-end review, if you will. We'll do more of that, I guess, next week, and talking about the next 2 weeks, which could be kind of a dead period, I would think, starting today, Mark. The holidays Wednesday, but for the most part, this is going to be a dead 2 weeks, isn't it?
Well, I think so, Tom. I mean, there's nothing to push markets up or down. I don't think there is. It's something comes out of left field. But all of the big things, you know, elections and all that, Fed meeting, all that stuff is over with, earnings. So that all that's priced in already. That's been digested, and that is reflected in the numbers that we see. So as far as next year, I mean, you got a new administration coming in with a lot of promises. I'd love energy prices to come down, because I think that's a single key that could affect so many things in its periphery. I mean, if he comes in and cuts banana prices in half, that's not going to move the needle much. But if he cuts energy prices, if we put a little bit more emphasis on what we had prior to the existing administration cutting off the pipeline and things. I'm no energy expert, but that it just affects so much. Love to see that. Love to see them cut the deficit or make a little headway in that direction. I think it's going to be much harder than many people realize. But he's got Elon Musk on it and so on. So, okay, they might have. It's never been tried of any consequential amount. So that might be encouraging for markets. It's on an unsustainable path. But as far as, you know, it seems like the economy's been relatively decent over these last few months, and earnings season comes in. So the two things that primarily affect stock price, interest rates and corporate earnings. And we've got the interest rates. Okay, we've got some news in the latter half of this year, and then with a promise of not having too much. Okay, so that one thing is, I guess, held steady. And if corporate earnings are catching up, doing better, you'll have a better market, and just encouraged by the lowering deficit and things on the periphery. But I'd love some negative numbers in inflation, because we've seen increases, even though incrementally small, they've been adding up since we crested a couple of years ago. And I think we could use some price relief in that direction. I know a lot of economists said, no, the price is never going to come down. Well, it can come down. With a recession, they could come down. But I would love that to be a soft landing, like the Fed was going to engineer. And maybe we could say have some price relief without any recessionist activity. And I think that's going to be what's going to be focused on, at least in the first quarter, what's going on in the new administration, what's happening with the Fed. Corporate earnings.
Somebody texted in, do we need to be worried about tariffs reigniting reigniting inflation or any fear of stagflation?
Yes, I think it could be. And now, and I'm probably not catching enough of the news with that, but I think it's saber-rattling as far as Mexico and as far as Canada. You could chime in on this as much, Tommy, but I thought the idea of tariffs coming in from our neighboring countries were, yeah, if they stop the immigration, that's going to be off the table.
I think it's a bargaining chip, and that's
absolutely
what I think he's doing for leverage.
Agreed.
That is
precisely right. So I wouldn't suspect that's going to happen as much. But, yeah, it could if those were to levy it at the rates that were in the news. I mean, 25% tariffs would raise prices. So, yeah, obviously that could be inflationary for us. But, I think that's the chip, what you said.
Somebody else,
I think the other stuff is the elephants in the room. Go ahead.
Somebody else texted in about their adult child is looking to buy a house this year. Is there an ideal time to pull the trigger on that? What do you see happening with interest rates?
Well, you know, last week we were talking about the rates after the Fed met. We know that the long-term rates don't really attach to Fed activity. So they started to creep back up to 7, and they basically are there. And I think it's the National Federation of Homeowners, one of the primary groups, it's not in front of me, was suggesting that rates are going to fall to 6.2% next year, 6.25%, let's say, down about 3/4. I don't know where that's going to come from. It's like, that's fine, and I wish they would. But as far as it being, if the economy remains like it is, I think, you know, if the rates are going to largely remain like they are, just keep watching the rates. Look out for other financial institutions. Go to bankrate.com, amongst other websites. And you can see some institutions want the first mover advantage and will offer lower rates for 30-year fixed mortgages. No adjustable rate, nothing like that. But maybe you could snag something in the low sixes.
2% is not on the horizon anywhere.
It's gone.
Again, is it?
No. No, you need to take a picture of that. I don't think we'll live to see another 2% 30-year. I don't think so.
Well, maybe.
Maybe
not you, but I don't plan on going anywhere. Thank you, Mark. Merry Christmas. Thanks for everything.
Appreciate it. And to you.
All right, sir. We'll take a break. We come back. It's game day. Saints taking on the Packers. Frozen tundra of Lambeau Field. Daratla starting at quarterback. We'll spend an hour discussing it with Mike Dettillier when we return on WWL.